I think we have a motion on the floor, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't you make a motion?
Not yet.
You did not make a motion on it. Okay. My mistake then.
If it was approved, would you run a fence between your property and the property on the back, which I think would make you willing?
I think he's got a fence there.
No, it's not on the property line. It's on further in on our property.
Would you, yeah. Would you run a fence on it so your folks wouldn't know they were in the
Absolutely.
Line?
So we have to do the same thing here. We have to make a motion to approve.
Set down.
Yeah.
We've kind of gone
for down.
We've kind of beat that one.
If you make a motion to deny and it doesn't work, it's great.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a motion.
I'd make a motion that we approve the merry-go-rounds.
And get a vote. I'll second.
And we want to add a condition to my conditions of the fence.
Okay, on the north side. North property line. Okay.
We have the motion and the second. Is there any other discussion?
Yeah, I'll second.
George, okay.
We need to vote. Yeah.
All right, the motion is for approval. Am I correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
We need to vote. All of those in favor of approval signify by aye and raising their right hand.
Aye.
We have one vote there, two votes. Those who vote against it, same motion. Failed, 4-2.
2-4.
2-4.
Two to
right,
four.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that concludes the activity on that project.
Thank you.
You might mention that the folks could leave if they want to, so
yeah,
get out of here.
They will. We'll give it just a moment for you folks that don't want to hear the rest of this. Scott, I think we're ready for case one.
Okay, this is a straight rezone. It's case number 2302. So Shadow Rock Venture LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 04-4.0-17-000-000-041.000, located at 113 Columbus Road, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned C1 Neighborhood Commercial District. The rezone request is for C2 General Commercial District. As per the assessor's information, subject property is 2.4 acres in size, the clubhouse built in 1981, two utility buildings built in 2010 located on the property. Property served by a private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning our attention to the screen, this is H Highway that takes off of 160. The Forsyth is in the lower part of your screen there. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the pink is the C1, the green C2. And again, we have another mobile home park here. A little bit of R1 and then a lot of A1.
To a Legion building, isn't it?
Yep, they'd be a
Yeah.
And then there's a current
I think
picture
the helicopter's
of it.
Gone now.
It is. I wanted that.
With that, I think our owner's here to speak on it. I'd turn it over to him at this time.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris Gearing. I'm the owner. The business today, we bought the old VFW building. We did with some talks with Scott. We continue to run it as a venue. Zero overnight stays, not a thing. So it's November, so we are finishing our second full calendar year in business as the venue at Shadow Rock. Primarily, we do wedding events, one-day wedding events. We do some other stuff also, but just one-day events. So we are requesting that we go from C1 to C2. I guess we got missed, is my understanding, when the county did their rezoning back in 21. We purchased it in the early side of 2021.
Anyone have any questions for the applicants?
So we're asking to continue doing business the way we have been doing business.
Is there anybody signed up to speak for or against this project?
Correct.
Yeah.
We're finishing up our second calendar year, yes.
There is no one to speak for or against this project, so this would be up to us to decide a recommendation for the county commissioners.
So it would be a motion to recommend approval of application 23020 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Shadow Rock Ventures LLC for the parcel located at parcel number 04-4.0-17-000-000-041.000, also 113 Columbus Road. To be rezoned from C1 zoning district to C2 zoning district, where that would be sent to the county commission in a form of a resolution.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Doug.
There we go. That didn't take long. As Howard would say, this looks fairly straightforward. We have a motion and a second. Everybody ready to vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
thank you.
Remind our applicant of our meeting date and time.
Yes. That's the 27th, 9 a.m. of
it's
November.
It's 2 weeks this time. Usually it's a week, but it's 2 weeks.
Can we get put before the other one? That'd be real nice.
The county commission does that to us. That's not up to me.
9 a.m. Thank you.
Our next one on the agenda is 23021, a rezone. Do we have somebody here on that one? Are you want to read that, Scott? Or
yep, no, I'll start up. I'm just being a little slow tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Your rezone 2321 is 417 Investment Properties LLC. It's seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 05-9.0-32-000-000-003.002, is located at 5198 U.S. Highway 65, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 1.3 acres in size, with a garage built in 1995, one utility building in 1996 located on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater.
Turning our attention to the screen, this is our 65-160 intersection north of Branson, and it's on the south outer road, and I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. We've got an additional here. This is NR. The blue is rural residential. We got C2, and then it's A1. Here's a photo. This sign is actually C1, and today, if you ask me what the zoning on that without looking, I'd tell you we did it C1, because it did have a garage permit, but we got to looking, and even the physical map, the surrounding property is A1, but the sign is C1, so I'm not sure how that happened, but I'm glad that wasn't a whole lot more properties that happened to. But backed off, I'm close to the outer road now. Looking back to the north, you can see the cross. This property is somewhat hidden by this rock. It's cut in to get their driveway in. That's looking back to the south. And with that, I would turn it over to a representative.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I kind of got thrown into this the very last minute to come up here and speak. I know that the sign, whenever they came out and rezoned it, I guess the last time, they rezoned the sign and didn't rezone the rest of the property. The owner is wanting to sell it and to make it a commercial out there. I guess a lot of the stuff out there is already commercial.
State your name.
April. Sorry. Militello.
Does anyone have any questions of the applicant? Is there anyone signed up to speak for or against this project? I didn't think so. There again.
You gotta read that whole thing again.
Yep, I will. This would be a motion to recommend approval of application 2321 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by 417 Investment Properties LLC.